is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
I'm Bran. And I love
When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda. I like When Calls the Heart.
I'm Dan, and in case Will's listening, I love G.I. Jane. But I despise When Calls the Heart. And this is the Deck of the Hallmark podcast.
Keep Deck the Hallmark out of your mouth.
What? It was a G.I. Jane joke.
You guys don't know my G.I. Jane podcast?
Wild. Now, you guys might think that topical humor isn't going to age well. And you'd be
you
right.
Would be wrong.
Oh. But imagine if that had been told moments after it had happened on the Oscars, how well it would have landed. Probably still only like at a B+, but still better than what you heard for sure.
Yeah. Mm. I'm very excited, guys. The When Calls the Heart season 6.
Yeah.
This is a big day.
Oh my gosh.
A big day. I feel like, you know, Christmas Blessing and season episode 1, you know, we're just trying to get through the mud that is the death of Jack. But season 6, episode 2 is when things really start to rock and roll.
If you say so.
Am I right, guys?
Oh, yeah. That's typically when most shows turn the corner and start elevating.
Season 6, episode 2?
Yep.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys this? What moment in your life would you consider the moment that you really started to rock and roll?
Ooh, man.
Oh, I know the exact moment. When I got my first pair of walkie-talkies.
No doubt.
Dude, that's a big moment.
Back in the Robbie moment. Broke them, but it was cool.
Robbie.
Dude, when I got braces, that's when I started to rock and roll. I mean, you know, braces sucked, but when you're in sixth grade and you get them, oh, man,
Pump
everybody's
rock,
like,
dude.
Baller.
You're listening.
This guy's got braces over here? Man. May as well be driving a car.
Man, you were listening to ska music. You had braces on. So
this was pre my intro to ska.
You were listening to Nirvana.
This was like 1994, Bran. Ska wasn't big until 95.
Get Nirvana?
No, Audio Adrenaline.
That was huge Adrenaline time for me. DC Talk, Newsboys, bring it. Mm. That was wheelhouse there.
Take me to your leader, more like take me to your dentist.
Take me to your dentist, son. Take me to your dentist,
your
son.
Your molar's open there. I feel it real right here. You know, that's all I got.
Your teeth might be crooked, so take me to your dentist now. We all not need cleat.
No.
We all need cleanings, and we all hate them, and then we... wish we weren't there. Dadgummit.
That was real rough.
Should have ended well.
What was more awkward, Bran trying that song or Will Smith slapping Chris Rock on live TV?
Just, earlier, like, you know, four days ago. Probably this.
Yeah, I'm with you.
People were turning it off left and right. Just like, what is going on Deck the Hallmark? They took the very relevant song. And they went one beat too far.
That's what they say about us. They take a relevant song.
And they go
one beat too far.
Beat too far. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Guys, are you ready to dive into this?
I'm born ready.
When Calls the Heart, season 6, episode 2. It's called... Does anybody get an idea?
Heart of the Saloon.
Okay.
Heart of Alcohol.
The Queen of Hearts.
I should have seen it coming.
Yeah, you should have.
As soon as I said, I was like, I was so close.
Queen of Hearts, that makes sense.
Yeah, you should have, but you didn't. It originally aired in 2019, and it went a little something like this. Elizabeth is writing a letter to Jack, and someone should tell her. She's hanging out with baby Jack.
Baby Jack, do 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 do. Baby Jack, do 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 do. Baby Jack, do 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 do. Baby Jack.
He's just a little chunker, is he not? A little chunker.
He is a little chunker. Little chunky boy.
Bill is still sour. Bill is still sour about losing out on the sale of the saloon, and he starts questioning the character of who the new owner might be. Turns out he's sitting right behind him and he does a magic trick. So he is cool. It's Lucas. Let's give it up for Lucas, everybody.
Lucas.
And he is there to prepare to open up the saloon. Bill, not so sure about this whole thing. There is a kid in Elizabeth's class. His name is Tim. Tim doesn't know how to ride a bike. You might think that's not going to take up a lot of time in the episode, Shirley. Joke's on you, kid. Tim's going to be learning how to ride his bike for 30 minutes. He's trying to ride his bike. He's trying to.
How many scenes do you think in the beginning you would have been like, I think on the second one he's going to learn to ride it?
Nope.
No.
You would be incorrect.
Double it.
Gowan is at the cafe reading the paper. So obviously he's up to no good. Abigail goes to find out what's going on and he's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize you were here. I'm just reading up on the stock market. I'm sorry, what?
Excuse me?
So Henry, I guess, has a side hustle where he takes Lee's money and he invests it into what I understand is the equivalent of John Deere. And that's kind of what he's got going on. And Abigail's like, I mean, I hate to miss out on a good time, so maybe I should invest. Hey, you guys know Jesse, the guy with the face?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, love, the guy with the face.
So Jesse and Clara, they are they are heading towards marriage. And Clara decides, she sees a sign, the help wanted sign outside the saloon. And she's like, maybe I should get this job. And Jesse's like, over my dead body, you will. That's classic, Jesse with the face. You guys remember Tim riding the bike?
Love Tim.
Yep. Still not there yet.
Is Elizabeth still helping him?
Well, she wanted to not.
But she's been talked into it.
She's been talked into it right. Again. So Abigail shows up. She gives Gowan some money and is like, hey, do your worst, kiddo. Bill goes to talk to Lucas and is still under the impression that Lucas is a bad guy. But Lucas is just like, listen, man, I'm just trying to make this place into a good establishment. I'm changing the name to the Queen of Hearts. It's cool. We're going to have caviar. We're going to do fancy things to celebrate the opening of it. And that does not help things with Bill because Bill doesn't like change and all that good stuff. So Bill then decides he's going to call New Orleans. He says, hey, New Orleans, do a quick background check on Lucas.
Is Baton Rouge just busy? Yeah,
New Orleans. Call New Orleans. And New Orleans calls back. And the lady who is there, I think on call 24/7 to run the quick box. She's listening on this. She's loving the goss. And so she's obviously aware that Bill is trying to find out what's going on with Lucas. So Lucas doubles down on magic and decides to show a cool trick to Cody. And that's all that Abigail needs to be like, I think he's a good dude, right? He's teaching Cody magic.
I mean, come on. How many people do magic tricks for children and are bad?
None that I can think of. Clara decides to work at the saloon. Dadgummit's Clara.
Clara.
Jesse's girl for you.
Can I tell you something that I've been kind of kicking around with for a while?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Personally, I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Really? No.
That's crazy.
I think she's pretty neat.
But Jesse's a friend.
Yes. He's a real good friend. You know, mine.
So you think she's cute?
Yeah.
The problem is, and I know you don't want to hear this, but the point's it's probably moot.
Yeah. Well, yes. The rest of the song.
Still wish you had her, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thought you might have.
So Bill sees that...
Rick Springfield, got it. Newsboys, got it. Okay, we got a couple more left over here. Got two more left over here in the
hopper. We have a cartoon bit.
We've got NWO for Life, which is a weird one we've got to bring in. So
Lucas gets a big delivery in from New Orleans. Big old box of fish.
Big
old box of stuff. Bill shows up and says, hey, talk to New Orleans. And I found out nothing, but this doesn't seem good. open up the box. He opens up the box. It's just fish. Got fish faced, pal. So it's nothing. Gowan shows up and is like, Abigail, good news. You doubled your money. Here's $10. But pulled out, you're no more for you. No one to fall. Abigail's like, this is great. Finally, I have money that I can do with stuff. What I want with it. What should I do with all this money? I could invest it. I could, pay someone to do something. I could do anything. I've got money. Lots of it. Not going to go to jail, though. Right?
No way.
Turns out Henry's a liar. Can you believe this stuff? Can you believe this guy? She goes and says, hey, I want to invest more. And he's like, it came out. Lee was like, oh, you didn't hear? Like, you lost all your money. So she's like, and Henry and Gowan's just like, I was just trying to do what's right. So it's time for the big party, and everybody's having a wonderful time. And Bill is like, hey, maybe I got you wrong, maybe not, but I'm watching you, basically, that type of thing, yeah. As sheriffs do. And Lucas goes back. Oh, Tim, he learned how to ride the bike. Forgot about that part. Yeah, but he finally learned. And so she goes. He goes back into the back room, and he's got that fish box. You guys remember the fish box?
Fish box, yeah.
Underneath the fish box is a thing full of cash.
Full of cash.
And he takes that cash, puts it away for a rainy day, and that, my friends, was when calls the heart.
Queen of hearts.
I see what you did there.
Your mama. We did it.
Send my name. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Duck Dahmer. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What are you giggling about?
I'm just laughing because in Tuesday's episode, it is clear, crystal clear, people are going to hear adulting can be hard.
Yeah.
It just makes me laugh every time.
Shout out. Guys, let's talk about this episode of When Calls the Heart. Very excited about it. Panda, let's start with you. Let's start with a hot take where we share exactly how we thought about this movie.
Big
Panda.
Moving and shaking this week.
What guys, you got, buddy?
Let me tell you, I'm shaking this episode all the way to the top.
You're shaking
season
the top.
Six is here, baby. And I'm ready for it. Listen, you got Bouchard coming on in.
Panda, it's a 42-minute show with 15 minutes of bike riding. Get out of here with your positivity. Are you joking right now?
I did. Well, we'll talk about that. I did write down that they don't know what to do with Elizabeth right now because she helps a little boy with his bike a lot. Right. But other than that, back involved with Hope Valley. I am thrilled. I see that this season is going to take this episode to new heights.
This episode is going to take this season to new heights?
I think it's the start of something.
You said this season is going to take this episode to new heights. So you expect this episode to get better over time?
Well, let me reverse that and say that this episode is the start of things to come.
Got it.
That is going to take this. This is going to be a transcendent season of When Calls the Heart. When we look back at this podcast, we're going to say season six is when it did pick up. I am all in on that.
Gosh.
I will not be wrong.
Yeah. Okay, buddy.
I'm with Panda on this one.
Yeah.
This episode bopped hard.
Yep.
Throw out Elizabeth and the bike riding pal.
Yep. Get
and
it
this,
out there.
This episode is top tier When Calls the Heart. Top tier When Calls the Heart.
How can you throw out something that's a third of the episode?
Because you can.
We could throw you out and you're about one third of the episode.
Ah, got him.
Gosh, I wish Dan only talked one third of the episode.
Yeah, no, right, boys? Are you kidding me?
This is a great episode. It was a great episode, was it not?
It was a great episode.
It was a great episode. Lucas, I love Lucas. You love Lucas, right?
I love Lucas.
I love Lucas. I stand Lucas. There's no way Nathan is going to come in and be better than Lucas. I can tell you right now, Elizabeth picked correctly. Lucas rocks. He rocks hard.
Hard.
And I got some mystery. What's going on with all that cash? So, got Gowan playing the stock market and losing money?
Yeah.
Guys, what more can you want in an episode of One Calls the Heart aside from less bike? we can all agree, aside from the bike, this episode bops. Dan?
It's just so sad that this is where we are.
You're sad!
That this is where we are. This is the caliber of episode it takes to get rave reviews from you two. That's how we know. Like, that's how we know this show sucks, is because, guys, the bike riding portion of this episode makes career day look just imminent and important and necessary. They don't have anything for Elizabeth to do. She used to be the main character of this show. They have nothing for her to do. I actually thought Lucas's intro was inauspicious.
Oh my God.
I'm just being honest.
You didn't love Lucas?
Stop it.
No.
Stop
You're not immediately team Lucas?
I like Chris McNally a lot.
Go home and find a kite and fly.
The commercial.
It.
In a electrical store.
You got it.
With no key attached.
When's the last time you know of that there's been an electrical storm?
latest Spider-Man movie.
Okay. Fair. Electro. One of the best.
Don't count him out.
From a sequel of one of the Andrew Garfield.
Yes.
You know, we're seeing commercials for like season 9 episodes, and Lucas looks like very like charismatic and with it and into it. And like, I'm just not sure that they're trying to play mysterious with him, and it just didn't do anything for me at all. Probably the best part of this episode, but that doesn't make it good. This was miserable. It was miserable. It was a hard watch. It's the longest 42 minutes of my week. That has not changed. Real, real bad.
What do you mean? I don't even know who you are anymore.
What do you mean?
This episode bopped.
It did not bop.
It bopped.
It did not bop.
It's a two against one bop. No. And that means you get bopped out. That's the rule of the bop.
There's two season 6 episodes. Was it better than the first one?
Yes.
Sure. Sure, it
not,
was.
Not
it was
sure. Better than
the first
everything
one is
in
when the
five.
Phone. Oh my gosh, we're doing this again. It's
and
twice
season
in five.
Four.
Oh my gosh.
And season 3.
This is season 1 status.
This is
a season 1 status bop.
Dude, it is.
No.
Bro, it is top level bop.
No.
Top shelf bop.
The episode.
Top shelf bop. Can you pause here for a second? Back me up. Top shelf bop was an amazing band.
Oh my gosh. Top shelf bop is one of a kind. Dude, they
opened for Kids Bop. What'd you say?
The one tour they did with the orchestra is where I was like,
"These
guys are artists."
That was obviously after I saw them open for Kids Bop.
Kids, when they get to open for Kids Bop, kids,
so good.
That was fantastic because those kids on that album, they do those a lot. They go, they run them in the ground. To be honest with you, I mean, it's 400 shows.
I am not here to
doing matinees in Tupelo, Mississippi, guys. I don't know what you're doing to these poor kids. How is there no labor law in play?
No one needs. No one needs to go to both the 3 and the 7 Kids Bop Kids tour show.
Bonnie Smith is 13, has been singing Bruno Mars covers for 4 years. That's 1,300 performances.
Yep.
She's been paid $10,000. Look, we're not joking around here. Yeah, did we pay money for a ticket? Sure, we had to hear those bops.
Yeah.
But
it's a double bop.
This.
The bop opened for the bop.
I mean, but now that we know what we know, we would never have done what we did.
That said, I did buy us weekend tickets.
No. Yes. Hashtag cancel kids bop.
Yes, after September 10th.
It's time for all the feels. The part of the show we talk about what in this episode gave us feels.
How about anytime Lucas Bouchard?
We got to go back to something.
Bowie
because I got
is on the.
I got kind of railroaded by Kids Bop, which
I'm
is totally
so
fine.
Sorry.
You said this is the best thing. You said there's an episode right before they get married where Bill's stuck in the woods. He's having a gunshot. There's like 4 storylines. They're all positive, and you were like, "This is the best thing I've seen since season 1." You said it. All 4 of those storylines are landing.
Stand
and so now
by
both can be that the introduction of Do Magic to Children guy is better than
don't
that
make
episode?
Him sound
really are we doing this really come on man
he hid money in the fish
whatever okay
he go hid ahead. Money in the fish
as long as we know go ahead
he's setting up the saloon.
Elizabeth is teaching bike riding skills. Everything
but
is clicking.
I'm telling you, let me ask you this. What if near the end of this season, Elizabeth is in dire trouble.
Oh
there's no one that can get to her. And Timmy has to ride a bike to go. And it comes back around.
Jump on.
Are you Are no. you back on
and
board
they fly
with
off. It still doesn't take, shouldn't take that long of an
she
episode.
She gets on the back.
What if he falls?
He fly, no, he, no, she gets on the back. No. She gets on the back. He starts to ride. They
you're
fly.
There. You're there
he turns into he turns into E.T.
There.
He turns into E.T.
You're there if he falls.
All the feels?
Yeah. What I said, every single time he's on the screen. I will say, I know he ends up with Elizabeth, but there's some heat with the lady who speaks French. She was in the Butterflies movie. I like her.
Yeah.
I wish she was in more
Butterfly
episodes.
French.
Oh, Butterfly French is top.
She's going to be, because aren't her and...
is she a recurring for here on out?
Kevin I don't McGarry, know.
Oh my gosh.
A thing in real
Somebody
life.
Has to answer the phone.
Yeah.
So
man, she's wonderful. I love her character.
If for some reason that money is not ever explained, does that hurt this episode at all?
No. Makes it better.
Makes it better. Okay.
More
it's
mystery.
It's an indie movie, Dan.
Yeah, it is. You don't understand indie
You don't
movies.
Have to. You don't have to.
You don't need all the answers. You don't need all the answers.
That's so true. That's so true. I can't explain to you how many times I've been watching an A24 movie.
Oh, my gosh. It's an A24.
I don't even know what happened. I don't even get
that's
it.
That's A24.
That's A24.
That's A24. That's when calls the heart for you.
Slogan A24.
That's A24 for you. Is that A1? No.
That's A24. The tagline could also be not only that's A24, it could also be I'm not sure what just happened. Both are wonderful.
Yeah, I love magic. Dan?
I don't have any feels. You kidding?
We'll be right back here on Doug Dahmer. Dan, if you're not careful, we're taking away your kids' BOP ticket.
Dude, you wouldn't dare. You wouldn't do it.
What do you mean I wouldn't dare? You're over here.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't take it away.
I would.
That's heartless. That's heartless.
If you don't mind, could you look up the kids' BOP lyrics to Heartless?
Sure.
Kanye West Heartless. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Panda, what you got for the wait what, pal? I know you're very invested in the Chris Rock Will Smith, but I need you to buckle down
before the episode starts.
No, I know it.
I need you to buckle down. I know.
But he slapped Will.
I know Will Chris Smith Rock. Went on stage and slapped Chris Rock.
It's so
this
good.
Time. The episode. By the time this episode airs, we've already found out that it's fake. So just don't worry about it.
It feels very impressing.
Feels right very now. Pressing and real. I am with you there.
First of all, the bike that Timmy is riding. It feels like that tire, the tread, it looks like a modern mountain
there's
bike, right?
Not,
like
there's no just, way.
I actually Googled 1910s bikes. They look exactly
really?
Yes, no way.
They do. I don't know about the tires, but the bike structure is
no, the bike
authentic.
Itself. I'm talking the tires. I mean, those I things look like some straight up.
Those are Canadian tires. 100%.
It was wild.
Modern day Canadian tires.
I had no problem with the bike. The tires look like something straight out that I would have wanted as a kid. He's changing the name of the saloon. And it's just been called Saloon up this
Saloon,
point.
Drinks, friends, live music.
That's right.
And if you recall.
In the right. shape of a cross, yeah. nonetheless.
Yeah.
And everyone's upset that he's changing the name of Saloon to the Queen of Hearts, which is
it's
just
a better name.
It's a better name.
It's a name.
It's a name.
It's a name. They're all just like, oh, I hate that. Remove it from generic Saloon to the Queen of
What are we going to do next? Call Mercantile. The church First Baptist?
Over my dead. It's going to be called something, too. It's going to be out of hand. The general store. We can't have that.
That's out of control. I just, it's really wild. I have noticed that I understand TV. I get it.
You do.
Everyone hates sharing their past whenever they come to Hope Valley. Doesn't matter who it is.
Oh man!
But every single yeah. one is
well.
Just
you
like,
would.
No, but I mean, it's kind of getting
because
to the
show has nothing else to do.
I just
it has
wish,
nothing else to do, and so dude, everyone that comes into town, if they introduce themselves and tell you exactly what's going on, then you have no show.
I'm about to press the refund button. Stop before you're ahead.
Am I wrong?
Stop before you're ahead.
Stop before you're ahead.
I'm about to get the refund on the ticket.
So when I get to be ahead.
You're not going anymore. Kids Bob is just me and Panda. Okay, you're gone. Go get
fine.
Lost.
Am I wrong?
You're
stop
not,
before you're ahead.
Am I wrong, Brandon?
Just say am I wrong.
You're not wrong, but stop before
okay,
you're ahead.
Right, okay,
you're not wrong. And the fact is, Bill Abbott's done this bit before where he comes in and he sits there and goes, what's your past? Doesn't he do this with Dr. Shepard?
Bill Abbott.
Bill Abbott's not on this show.
Been on the show, you dummy.
No, I'm saying by Bill Abbott. Bill Abbott's
done the bit of having wind calls the heart before.
Yes. Yeah, no.
Avery.
Bill Avery. That's what
I know that you're just thinking of Will Smith smacking Chris Rock.
Right across
it's
the face.
It's hard to do two things
he
at once,
buddy. He slapped him right in the face.
Real hard. Real hard.
Bill Avery comes on up, and he's done this bit with Dr. Shepard, where he's like, what's your past? Dr. Shepard's like, I don't talk about my past.
Wait, did Will just win? This. Will just won the Best Actor Award? Is he giving a speech right now?
Did he win Best Actor?
For King Richard.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Is he giving a speech?
He crushed it. He was great. I hope he gives a speech. That'd be
first
wonderful.
Of all, I just want to say I'm sorry to Chris.
They also probably gave him that. Now we're into Oscar talk. I can do this later. We'll just keep going.
Do you have any more?
My man takes a full day before he puts the money into the safe. He lets it just sit under the fish for a really long time.
Real smelly amount of time.
Real smelly.
Back to your point about people coming to Hope Valley and not... Bill Avery does that when he comes to Hope Valley.
Everyone,
when he shows up, he doesn't. Well, can we trust
everyone?
This guy?
Does it? Everyone does it. It's just
that's accurate.
Turns out you can trust everyone in Hope Valley. Even the shady guy that loses everybody's money in the bank. Comes
even the guy who killed all the men.
Even the guy that killed all the men in the town. You trust him.
He's a good guy.
He'll win your money back, and if not, he'll give you his own.
And I think that is the inherent issue with Lucas coming to town. Lucas is clearly going to be charming. He's a good-looking dude, but there is no substance to the mystery of Lucas.
Need to be, though. At the end of the day, throw him into any scenario, he's going to pay dividends.
And that is A24 for you.
That's A24 for you.
Hey, so when Lucas walks into the saloon for the first time, it's spotless. Aside from, for reasons unknown, one chair that is on the ground.
There's one there.
Why? Did the guy on his way out, did he accidentally knock down the chair and just go like, not my problem?
Bill Abbott.
How did that chair knock down Bill Abbott?
Bill Abbott was watching dailies and he went, put a chair in there just now.
Make it look like something happened. Knock it down. Do something. So my guy, Lucas, got a bunch of fish shipped into town. Underneath that fish is a lot of money. A
lot of money.
He then takes the money and puts it in a safe. Why? Why not just bring it in the safe?
Yep. Well, because he's trying to hide it.
Who can get into the safe?
It's a safe.
That's the point of a safe.
Is to hide it.
I'm putting your money
but
in
you
a
know
safe.
Something shady when it's in the safe.
Yeah.
What?
But who? But no one would have known.
That aren't shady use safes.
No one would have. Okay. But to this point, it's not like he got the safe and the money shipped in with the fish. He brought the safe.
Well, maybe he didn't come from that part of Louisiana, and there was some, like, maybe he came from somewhere
else. Maybe the safe was already there in the saloon. Because
he's been here and there once or twice.
The guy came with the saloon. It was in the purchase price.
I'm here for all of those reasons. Great. That's great. Thank you.
But the money should have been brought in a safe.
All I'm saying is if the reason he did it is because he wanted to smuggle it in, the best way to smuggle in money is not in fish, but in a safe. That's all I'm trying to say. Because you know what you can't get into? A safe. You know what you can get into if you try real hard? A box of fish. One of those is significantly safer than another when it comes to smuggling stuff. Gosh. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Dan?
We got to talk about Gowan and his investments.
I don't think so.
I just want to make sure I understand this. It's 19. What's the best guess you can give me?
20?
20, I think, would be kind. They started in 1911. 6 years is 1917. But let's say 20. Roaring 20s.
It's 20s.
Stock market goes through the roof in the 20s. And I think that's why they're bringing it up, is to kind of be this thing. This guy lives in Hope Valley, middle of nowhere, with two telephones in the town.
Yep.
He is getting minute by minute stock analysis on how his stock is doing and getting the money for those stocks in real time. Something that you cannot do in 2022, the money side of it. You can just now do that in the 21st century, is get your money out immediately. Like, legitimately getting money out of stocks took a long time back in the old days. But let's just scrap that for a second. Let's act like that's normal and he can do that. For some reason, this farmer's company that he invested money in was doing well, and then the Farmer's Almanac announced some sort of agricultural information, and the company went belly up.
Yeah.
It closed its doors. Now, yeah, they don't say it closed its doors in the show. They said that the stock went down. Now, I don't know anything about Gowan's methods, but if you put five in and you lose a good chunk of that, you need to leave it in there, right?
I am under the impression that he didn't take it out, that he just gave her the money.
He gave her double to make it look like it went up, but he definitely took, I would assume he took her $5 out of it. My bigger problem
Why do you say that, though?
Just because...
I was under the impression he lost it all.
He lost it all.
So that, if we're, what we're saying is this farming company, the Farmer's Almanac talks about weather.
Yeah.
And the farming company, because of the almanac talking about weather, the company goes bankrupt. So
I heard it was a series of famines.
No, they said the Farmer's Almanac had a report that came out.
They did talk about the Farmer's Almanac.
And all of a sudden, this company is bankrupt.
It could be that the Farmer's Almanac was calling for famine. And
he hears all of that. That all happens in under 24 hours. This is the
equivalent. This is the equivalent of like John Deere getting their copy of the Farmer's Almanac and being like, "Well, our hands are tied.
Well, we're screwed.
Let's hang it up, boys,
and tell everybody today." It's not like they shut it down. They shut their company down, and they told all of their investors across the country in 1920 in one day. That's what happened.
Hey guys, we're having an all hands 9 o'clock today. It's not good. Guys, the Farmer's Almanac came out.
Oh, no. And,
yeah. Need Brand I say news. More? Yeah, good yeah. luck. If you need a letter of recommendation, shut see Jerry. Shut see Jerry. Down. He'll get you Boy. Down.
Bill Avery complains that his eggs aren't over easy at Abigail's Cafe, and I am not a fan of eggs, but I am here to tell you those eggs weren't over easy 10 minutes ago before they were brought. They are pancakes. He has a right to complain. Abigail should go and remake those eggs if he's paying for them. Those things they've ceased to be eggs. They're over easy eggs are runny. Like you can't have, no. And Abigail says, Bill, they're the same way I always cook them. Find a new place to eat food, Bill, even if it's at your house. So the restaurant is positively empty.
They're not even in 1920 yet in season 9, says Sheila.
Yeah, 1911, so yeah. 9 years would be getting there. So they're in the teens, okay. And my man is finding out about stocks on the minute by minute. That's impressive. I mean, the New York Stock Exchange a long way from the Pacific Northwest in 1916. Like, that's impressive. Anyway, the Abigail's Cafe is positively empty, always. Lee and Rosemary show up for the big special for dinner. No one else is in the restaurant. It's a conversation with just the three of them. Yes. And then Elizabeth comes in just to say, hey.
Right.
All right. At the beginning of this episode, there are five people eating in the entirety of Abigail's Cafe. Two women gossips, another woman, and then Bill eating by himself, and Lucas Bouchard, who no one knows.
Yeah.
And he's literally 6 feet away from them. And they are talking at what has to be an 11 of 10 about how the new saloon owner's bad news. I mean, just do a little bit of math, people. There's six people in Hope Valley. There's one person in the restaurant you don't know. Just keep it together just a little bit. Maybe talk a little quieter.
I have a theory that they knew exactly what they were doing.
Really? What's the theory?
Because they knew exactly what they were doing.
What do you mean by that?
That they wanted to call out Lucas, and they wanted him to know who the boss was in that
And that's
city.
Why they act so surprised and embarrassed.
Oh, they act surprised and embarrassed, but they know.
That's A24 for you.
That's A24.
Yeah, I'm with both of you on this one.
Fantastic.
It's time for Hopes and Valleys. Panda, all hope, I'm assuming.
It's all rice it's all from right. here. I have not... Listen,
this is what I'll say. If you have a valley after watching this episode, there's no one that's going to be attending Kids Bop on September 10th that will have a valley.
That's true. That's true.
After watching this episode.
Absolutely.
I think that's clear as crystal.
I don't want to say it too early.
I think that's clear as crystal.
Sailing.
You holding as a carrot three grown men attending a Kids Bop concert that doesn't exist.
Well, it exists.
It is a little embarrassing.
For whom? The kids? I don't think so.
No, the kids are doing just fine. They're lucky because every dollar they're earning and putting away into an IRA, that's going to just, it compounds.
Wait a minute.
The interest compounds.
How do you know they're putting their dollars into an IRA?
Because that's what all financially astute kids
do. That's what kids bop kids do.
Okay. All right.
They have the bops IRA.
You haven't heard their song?
They take the money that they get and they put it back into the bops IRA.
You pay taxes on both ends in a bops IRA.
That's very true.
Yeah, it's a bad IRA.
But it always pays.
Always pays.
Got it. Do you have a hope?
Everyone gives.
I already told you it's all clear sailing.
That's your hope?
You got to give.
It's not a hope. It's a promise.
Okay, so what's your hope then, Panda? This is a hopes and valleys.
My hope is that you just get on board and shut up because that's exactly what the show is.
Is that it's all clear sailing.
Season six is going you to hope be that there's our no
crisis.
Season.
You hope there's no crisis and it's just clear sailing.
I know it's clear sailing. I'm telling you, it's not going to go down. My hope is that
I get on
you
board.
Get on board.
For the show. Your hope for the show is that I get on board.
Yeah, because it's the time that you're going. We need you on board. Season six is going to be the best.
It's the best season of our lives.
We need each other.
We need each other. Let's be fans of each other.
My hope is that come September 10th, my big friend over there will be right there.
Yep.
In the upper deck. Row R.
We got upper deck row R seats.
It was the most, it was
as good as we could do. Yeah.
It's pricey.
It's Bonnie's last show.
It's Bonnie's last show.
Worked to the bone.
Bonnie's last show. It's Bonnie's last show. Do you know how hard it was to get upper deck row R?
Yeah, that's seats? Tough. That's tough.
My hope is that my good friend Dan will be there.
Yeah. My hope is that these guys enjoy the concert without me because my valley is that the big resurrection of this show is supposed to happen. And it's
don't
just
expect me
yet.
To get Bonnie's autograph.
I don't
on the back of your Mighty Ducks 2 jersey. Anymore.
Yeah, you're taking that with you.
Of course I am. I get everybody's autographs on that.
Yeah. On my Mighty Ducks 2 jersey.
Yes.
Okay.
We bought it with a company card.
What's wild is we have on that jersey, we have a Conan. We've got Steve Nash. Not Steve Nash. Yeah. We've got who else? Hollywood Hulk Hogan is on that jersey.
Lance Bass Armstrong
is on that jersey. That's right. Razor Ramon, God rest his soul, on that jersey.
Yep.
And a lot of those people, you know where they're from? NWO for life.
100%. We did it?
Yeah, we did it, guys.
What do we do here?
Robert
now?
Wasn't in the episode.
Robert's not in the episode. Do we do a smolder?
You want to bring Smolder back with Lucas?
I think so. The Smolder for Lucas was high.
I don't agree with that.
Oh my gosh.
This is
first time he pulls out a little bit of magic and he speaks French. That's hotter than Jack, anything Jack's ever done.
That's hotter than Jack.
Hotter than anything Jack's ever done.
Wow.
You say things
speak
sometimes.
Speak French to me, Lucas. That was great. Keep it up.
Man.
So what number do you give it?
I'm doing 9.
Wow. 6.
You give what he does this week a 9.
I'm big on this episode.
A 6-3.
Two and a quarter.
Do we got a What's Calling My Heart?
We do. Allison Crooks emailed us hello@deckthehallmark.com.
She's a crook.
Nicely done, buddy. Was that like a Nixon?
Ish.
Yeah, topical.
Be here all day.
What's Calling My Heart this week is Sarah Corculis. I keep listening to When Calls the Heart episodes, even though I've not watched the show. I look forward to them, even though at this point I'm just waiting for Jack to die. In the last episode, I was missing Panda when, boom, in comes Sarah with an amazing Mandalorian hot take that made me laugh so hard I snorted in public. That was the best email we've ever gotten, and you were not here for that episode.
Oh, no.
Oh man, it was so good.
The only thing as good as this show is the people in the DTH community. That is true, Allison. They're probably better than this show, if I'm being honest. Thank you so much, Allison, for sending us the email. And that Sarah Corculis email was one of a kind. So we did it.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Hey. We're back tomorrow with Signed, Sealed, Delivered, the first movie after the
you got it.
The new ones. Until then, maybe we'll be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, yeah, that Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.